vorbei, aber.
Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's happening, what is happening, what is going on with ya? And today on Stop and Shop Podcast, check it out, man. You ever wonder why the garbage man sometimes drives very, very slow? Yo, check this out. First and foremost, shout out to everybody in the Cyber Nation. All right, here we go. Here we go. Yo, check it out. I know you're like, yo, man, where you been, man? The episode was supposed to be up yesterday, and it's today, which is tomorrow, which is yesterday. So I guess I'm on time, right? Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I was tired, man. I got home. I'm like, yo, all right, time to do the podcast. Oh, shit. Took a shower, got something to eat. That was a wrap. But anyway, I'm back up at it. And here we go with a fresh cup of coffee. Now, check this out. A lot of y'all probably say, damn, why is this truck always driving so damn slow? Now, the cameras came out. I think they first came out in like 2008, something like that, like a little test run. Now, we're not talking about the cameras. Some of y'all might not know this. There's like 5 cameras on a garbage truck. That's right. In the front, the back, and the sides, you know, in case of an accident, you know what I'm saying? Or in case somebody tries to scam. Oh, there's a lot of scams going on. Believe it or not, we have a lot of safety meetings about people trying to scam. It's crazy, man. It is insane. The things people will try to do to get paid. You know what I mean? That right there within itself puts a lot of stress on the driver. You know what I mean? So there are pros and cons to the camera. You know what I'm saying? Now, when we first got the cameras in the truck, everybody was like, yo, man, you invade my privacy, man. What's up, man? You want to see me eat this sandwich, man? What's up, man? I mean, when it first started, they had people that would actually sit there and watch you all day long. Now, a lot of people are like, yo, man, that ain't cool, man. That ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who wants somebody watching you all day long and you can't even see them? You know what I mean? That's kind of weird if you ask me. But I get it for safety reasons and stuff like that. Now, when this first came out, I'm pretty sure they stopped watching me. Unless, you know, I'm going to break it down in a second, the levels of the camera. But me being me, I'm like, yo, you mean to tell me there's somebody watching me all day? So first thing I do after I pre-trip the truck, I'm like, yo, check it out. Episode 556 is out now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, Stitcher, Radio Public, Overcast, iHeartRadio, and almost everywhere podcasts are found. Make sure you download and subscribe. And then from there, I would just go ahead and, while I'm driving, I would just go ahead and do the whole podcast over and over and over again in my head every day, you know what I'm saying, while I'm driving. So if you see me in traffic, it probably looks like I'm talking to myself. Yep, that's what I do every day. So as soon as I get in the truck, I'm like, yo, I'm straight up knocking on the camera. Yo, did you download? Did you subscribe? Did you like? Did you share? Oh, man, yo, check it out, man. And I would basically just go over to the show, like, let's say Friday. For today's show, I just go over it again while I'm driving, basically talking to the camera. So hopefully all of y'all being nosy on the camera that you did download and subscribe. Anyway, let's get back into the camera. Now, check this out. There are 1, 2, 3 lights on the camera, right? As you can see by the thumbnail. Yeah, thumbnails. Oh, yeah. And speaking of thumbnails, it took me all football season to learn how to make a thumbnail. Yep. They can be a lot better, but it took me the whole football season. So I did not watch one single game, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But, hey, man, catch the highlights, whatever. It's to me, it's getting watered down and too political. You know, it's not the same. The game is just not the same. But anyway, that's what I did during football season. Y'all don't care about that dumb shit, though, do you? But anyway, let's go. Now, check this out. They have on the camera, if you go over a speed bump, right? Or if the truck is like moving in a certain way, one light will go off, right? Or if you're driving too fast, oh yeah, another light will go out. Hell, I think if you're driving too slow, another light will go off. Or if you come to a stop during a certain amount of time, you know what I mean? Like, yo, why's your truck stopped? You might get a call from dispatch. Yo, what's the matter? Everything good? Yeah, man, I went to take a piss. Can I? What the fuck? Anyway, I'm serious, man. They can tell when the doors open on the truck and everything, man. Now, with this being said, when you're in traffic, let's say the speed limit is 55, right? Most trucks are governed at 55. Some trucks allegedly can go over that. Huh. Is my truck like that? I will never tell. But anyway, if you go over a certain amount of speed, man, you might get called into the office if something happens. Like if you slam on the brakes, man, the whole camera, these certain lights just start flashing. That knows that they're looking at you. Now, with that being said, it's kind of a pain, you know what I'm saying? They will show what you're doing in the truck, you know what I'm saying? That's the inside camera. Now, if you didn't hit anything, they won't look at the outside camera, you know what I'm saying? They won't look and see, well, yo, this idiot just cut me off, you know what I'm saying? This fool in his car with his kids in it just cut me off, so I had to slam on the brakes, you know what I'm saying? The first thing they're going to do is they're going to look to see if you were on the phone, which is cool. I understand that you shouldn't be on the phone, period, when you're driving at all, you know what I mean? That's stupid, so stop it. Stop doing that. It can wait. Whatever it is can wait. Pull over, whatever. Also, with that being said, they don't, like I said, they don't look to see what happens around unless you get in an accident. Also, they want to see if you're eating. Now, when this camera first came out, right? Yes, I was called into the office after work.
What happened, Cyber?
Well, hey, man, look, listen. I was at the red light. This is what had happened was I was at the red light, right? And I had this big bowl of tuna. You know what I'm saying? Tuna, you know what I mean? And I'm sitting there, every red light, eating like a cartoon character. Pull up. Next red light. So it took me like four red lights to finish that tuna, man. And it was slamming too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so they called me in the dispatch at the end of the day.
Oh, well, you know you were on camera eating. You're not supposed to be eating and driving.
Come on, man. Y'all know me. Y'all know me. I was like, well, technically, I was at the red light. I wasn't driving. So they was like, yeah, you know what we mean. You know what we mean. Anytime you're in traffic or you're in a commercial vehicle, you're not supposed to eat when you're at a red light. Blah, blah, whoopty, whoop, whatever. Probably whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. I got it. Won't happen again. Now, another problem that we had, people were covering up the camera. You know what I'm saying? Which is, I don't know why you would do that, man. That's, nah. Don't do that. A lot of people got suspended for doing that. And repeat offenders were at the point where they were about to get terminated. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, scientific slavery, if you ask me. But anyway, there's ways around that. Just drive like you're supposed to. Now, with that being said, the average person does not give a damn about you in that camera. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you another example of this shit. Have you ever had someone in front of you and they let a truck out in traffic? You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, oh man, don't let that truck out, man. Keep going, keep going. You know why that person let that truck out? I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. That's because he's a truck driver. Yep, we do that. But anyway, don't get me wrong. I hate that shit too, man. Big trucks, man. I'll be going around them, man. It would make it so bad. I know half these people, man. They're like, hey, man, what's wrong with you, man? Nothing, man. I'm trying to go home, man. I can't help it if you're not done on my little move, bitch. Get out the way. But no. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not cool. But anyway, they had there's a lot of accidents that happened with people being on the phone, man. That was a real big problem. They were like, hey, man, if you got a phone call and it's important, just pull over and make the call. You know what I'm saying? But some companies don't even want you to pull over. And there was a time at my company where they had one of these guys that worked with us had the bright idea to invent a bag.
It's called the phone bag. You just put your phone in here and put it right by the camera. So your phone is in the bag and y'all can see that the phone is in the bag.
I'm like, what? So they give him a shout out in the safety meeting. I'm like, man, what the hell is wrong with you, man? Are you serious, bro?
Bomba cloud, sword up on fire, man.
I'm like, yo, come here, man. Come here, man. Let me ask you this.
Like, what's up, man?
I'm like, did you at least trademark the shit? Did you get a patent on it?
No.
I'm like, you big dummy. Anyway, that didn't last long. Nobody did that shit but him. Nobody did that shit. But check this out, though, man. I can remember one incident. That was a real serious incident. One of my homies that I used to work with before I transferred to the same company, but another spot. And he was actually arguing with his wife and ran off the road, and the truck was sideways. The truck was laying on his side, man. Yo, check this out, man. Everyday life, whatever, in your personal vehicle, and you're going through something, do not pick up that phone. Just wait until you stop. You know what I'm saying? It's not that serious. And I remember one time I was working with him, and his wife was calling him. He's like, no. I'm not going to answer. I'm like, yo, man, what's up? He said, no, I'm not going to answer the phone. I was like, okay, it's cool, man. Calm down. Relax, bro. Shit, she already know. Hopefully she would understand, since you damn near you didn't flip the truck. You ended up on your side. Unfortunately, nobody was hurt, man. But, you know, could you imagine? Thank goodness, you know, thank the universe that nothing happened. But that's just how dangerous it is to have the phones up here. The cameras in the truck. You know what I'm saying? I get it. But it's still an invasion of privacy. So they cut it down to where once you slam on the brakes, it will record the first 15 seconds before you hit the brakes and the 15 seconds afterwards to see what you were doing. You know what I mean? See if you were on the phone or whatever, or smoking a cigar. Yeah. Did you know if you're in your personal vehicle, that's against the law to smoke and drive? Did you know that? Now you do. But check this out. Speaking of that, one time, when the cameras first came out, right? Yes, I was smoking. It was a Friday, man. I had a great route, man. I was going to be finished at about 11:45 a.m. You know what I'm saying? So my weekend was started about before 1 o'clock. I'll be, you know, back in the laboratory podcasting or setting up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah. So I had a $30 cigar, a Chubby. Yeah, those are good cigars, man. So, you know, I'm like, yo, it's Friday, man. My partner smoked cigars too, so it wasn't no big deal, right?
He was like, yo, man, you're not supposed to smoke when you drive.
I'm like, so you gonna sit over there and smoke your cigar? But like, man, shut up, man. Cut that shit out.
Anyway,
moving right along. So, you know, naturally, somebody cut me off, had to slam on the lights, boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Same scenario, whatever. Camera goes off first 15 seconds in, 15 seconds after that. Naturally, I get called in to dispatch once again.
You know you're not supposed to be smoking in the truck, right? You're not supposed to be smoking when you're driving. You know that, right?
I was like, Dan, y'all know me. I was like, why is there an ashtray in the truck? Man, I stay in trouble. Well, I try to, you know, get out the loopholes. It was like, touche. But also, you know, as a commercial driver, you're not supposed to smoke and drive. I was like, okay, you got me on that. Whatever. And now, before I get up out of here, check this out, the scamming part. Did you know, like, I'm going to say for like a good 3 years, I'm going to say from 2004 to 2007, 8, people were scamming big time. They would pull up in front of a truck at the red light, and then when it's time to go, they would slam on the brakes. Boom. Don't touch me. Take me to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? And there were some very, very, very big lawsuits. I'm talking like in the millions. You know what I'm saying? So that was going around, man. People were just, you know, risking their life, which is stupid, man. You know what I'm saying? Why? And I just don't get it. But anyway, there are a lot of people doing that. So that's when they came up with the cameras. You know what I'm saying? And believe it or not, we watch safety meetings all the time, man. I'm not laughing because it's not funny. It's very serious. But you should see the things that these people do, man. One person. Now, check this out. One person hit the garbage truck when it was stopped, right? Boom. Waited for the police to get there. Oh, yeah, he hit me. Really? Oh, okay. Well, let's check the camera. Camera? What you mean? Y'all got cameras in there? That's right. 5 cameras. Homeboy was sitting in the parking lot, and this dude just ran right into the truck, man. Boom. I mean, like, which is stupid anyway. You know they have cameras all over the place, man. You know what I'm saying? Restaurants, convenience stores, gas stations, whatever, man. So that was stupid within itself. So the scamming game is up to a whole nother level, man. One person hit the truck and then drove off and tried to dip and everything. Okay, first of all, you do realize that we have your license plates. 4K, baby. Good cameras, man. I need to get the camera. And also, before I get up out of here, check this out. I was, when the cameras first came out, you know, people in the same field for different companies. And we were noticing that they didn't have the cameras in their truck. So what they did for 1 year is they stopped using the cameras. You know why? Due to the simple fact, I'm going to say, now this is just the average. I could be wrong. A fleet of 80 trucks, which is a small company, you know, let's say they have 80 trucks, right? Did you know it was costing like anywhere from $25,000 to $30,000 a month for those cameras in the truck? So they end up ripping out the cameras. Then someone got into a serious accident and they didn't have any proof. You know what I'm saying? So they end up putting the cameras back in the truck. So with that being said, yo, check this out. I appreciate y'all spending this little bit of time with me. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully I'll be able to live stream today, get this YouTube up and continue to build this brand. You know what I'm saying? And once again, man, if you have a platform, you have a voice. Hey, why not use it to help someone out? And with that being said, I am up out of this bitch. Yo, check it out. Keep grinding, man. Nobody said it was going to be easy. Just keep grinding. You heard me?
Nobody ever said it's going to be easy.
So easy.
Yo, they call me Cyber Shots.
And we go.